This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
ASOS recently released a very, controversial. It was controversial to some. It was a clothing line and it was...
So what's wrong with ASOS? They're charging you $32 for something that was falls apart on the first wash, no?
Oh, well, that's generally the problem with them, yeah. But that, I don't even think this thing's a problem, but other people do. They've released male boob tubes or crop tops.
A crop top. Okay, I was alive in the 80s. I used to get around in a midriff
That's my thing. This is a big thing. I remember watching Rocky and they're running on the beach, that big scene, they're wearing spandex and crop tops.
I had one of those shirts that just showed my belly button. You know, it went up there and get around. It was the 80s. It was lovely.
Okay, so I'm thinking that a lot of 80s fashion is starting to come back, right? Look at my pants right now. I've got rolled up pants. I'm rocking a turtleneck. Very 80s fashion. I'm wearing a big yellow puffer
vest. Why is a turtleneck? I was in the 80s and I never wore one turtleneck.
Well,
in
the 80s,
we had hypercolour shirts, we had baggies, so we had like pants that had baggies. And then we used to wear braces and one glove and happy shoes were everywhere. There was like these black slip-on shoes used to get out of China.
That's so cool.
I think that's what I wore in 1984 to Wham. Oh, no, I wore tails, like actual...
Oh, like a suit tail.
Like a suit tail. Yeah, yeah. But underneath it, I had on these white and black baggies and matching gloves. And
okay, well, look, my question for you, because you've lived through the 80s and you've seen lots of fashion trends come
back. Don't bring it back.
Don't bring anything back, you reckon? Really?
Especially not the perm. I used to hate that as a hairdresser. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Given a perm.
Yeah. What was smells. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, that perming solution stinks.
Ew, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't bring anything back because lots of things are repeating itself. For example, white T-shirts with denim jeans rolled up with the sleeves and the pants.
Oh, I used to do that with a packet of Winnie Blues in the shoulder. Is that what you mean? No, I never did that.
Really?
Well, I wasn't. That was for the Bogans.
Oh, yeah. That's for like the Danny, was it Danny? Not Danny Zuko. Is that right, Danny Zuko? That's from Greece, yeah.
That's from Greece.
Is that a good reference?
But he didn't have Winnie Blues. He would have had something else, yeah.
Yeah. I think fashion's it comes back in waves, and it's really interesting that I could probably dump myself back in the 80s right now with what I'm wearing. And
no,
pretty
you couldn't.
Close to it. Have you seen this yellow jacket I'm wearing today?
Yeah, I saw it last week, didn't I?
You saw it yesterday.
Okay, yesterday, yeah.
So you'd leave it all? You'd leave it all?
No, look, I think you're very fashionable. You could go back to the 80s. You are correct. Yeah.
I don't want a compliment. I was just wondering what you'd like to see back in fashion
well,
now.
Well, I think breakdancing, that was great. Yeah.
We used to breakdance battle all over the show.
All the time. We didn't dance. We used to stand in circles and watch each other dance.
That's so cool. Yeah. Apparently people would battle each other at the shopping centres and just stand at the front door.
You used to carry your bit of cardboard around and a bit of lino and you'd put your cardboard down and lay your lino down. And then you'd have a breakdance off. Yeah.
Well, could you breakdance?
Out the front of Flinders Street Station. I think we used to think I could breakdance at 15, but now I did try to spin on my back now and it's like I need children to spin my around like a top. Yeah.
All right. If you want to bring anything back from the 80s, text
the BMX Bandits. That was fantastic in the 80s when Nicole Kidman's forehead could move.
Yeah.
There was a time in the 80s when Nicole could get facial expressions.
Oh, yeah. Those are the glory days, weren't they, Tom?
Gather round, folks. It's time for
Wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's time for Tom's Wisdom. Yeah.
Now, this week I'm taking a break from it, Tom. I've got nothing to ask of you. I feel like I'm a pretty wise young man.
And this is where the problem starts, you young millennial. Look, I have so much wisdom to share. As you know, I am a living guru. Yep.
Okay,
but
go on.
What I need to know is, because I live with a couple of millennials, well, children, they're my children.
Okay.
I want to know, what is it they think? They're smarter than me. They honestly think, and I say to them, I go, you've never read a book. You don't read newspapers. Just because you Googled something means you think you know everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's your question for me?
So do you think you know more than the older generation? Do you think you're more well-rounded and more educated than, say, the baby boomers?
Okay, that's a great question. I guess it depends in what areas. I think in technology-wise, let's break it down. Technology-wise, yes, I think so. Like that's just because I've grown up with it, though. Like, we had laptops in my school, whereas opposed to you brought up with chalkboards.
Well, no, that was a bit rude, wasn't it?
No, my mum was brought up with a chalkboard. I assume you're the same age as her. So that, yeah. Did you write on chalkboard?
You're correct. We had chalkboard.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't. I actually had pen and paper, but the teacher wrote on a chalkboard. Is that what you're on about?
Well, my mum used to write on chalkboard when she was little, but maybe she was, I don't know, maybe her school was poor. Who knows? Yeah. Anywho, I think in that sense, yes. Life experience, no, I can take a lot from you guys. But then also, you've got to take into account with giving wisdom, we're in very different worlds to when you grew up. So a lot of things are very transferable over, but some things aren't. For example, going for jobs, my mum and dad always say to me, bring your resume into the people. And I say, I can't. I take it in there. And they say, I actually do things online now. So I've got to go online, submit it there, put in some video thing saying, like, for example, I applied for Hoyts. And they was like, oh, what popcorn would you be if you were to be a popcorn?
Did they really ask you that?
That was a question I had to answer. And I thought, this is the stupidest thing in the world. But that's the world we live in these days. So I think in some points, yeah, I think I'm well-versed in, you know, my generation.
Which I think is great. And this is where we're going to. But what are you going to do the day that the internet falls down?
And somebody asks
you a question and you can't go automatically pull up your phone and go, oh, Google that. Oh, and then I've got the answer.
Yeah, we're definitely not as wise as your, 100%, not as wise as your days at all. Because, yeah, everything's at a touch of a hand. I couldn't tell you how to use a Melways, so I couldn't get anywhere. If my phone just stopped working, I wouldn't know where to go. I wouldn't know how to follow signs. If you said to go on the C32 on the freeway, I wouldn't know how to do it.
Well, I think it's time you put your mobile down and listen and engage in life. That's my... Yeah.
This isn't your wisdom segment. This is my wisdom segment. Are you trying to hijack my segment?
Of course, because I'm just, like I said, I'm a wealth of knowledge. That's why I'm here.
I'm so mad.
Wow, thanks, it's Tom. That was so unhelpful. Another Tom's wisdom, and it was successful.
Oh, and you've deliberately picked this story because of my speech impediment.
The fact that you can't pronounce Ohio.
Let me say it again. Look, but if I say that, Ohio, they go, I said it.
What do you mean? Okay, so last week Tom couldn't pronounce Ohio and apparently miraculously he's woken up cured.
Yeah, because you've just said it for me. So then my brain, Ohio. No, now it's off again. So, look, there's officials in this town, well, it's a state in America called Ohio. Ohio. There we go. They go, Ohio. No. In the US, who have said that the pink water coming out of the resident tap is safe to drink, but have confirmed that it's bad for your washing. Have you seen this? It's fluoro pink. The water is coming out. Residents in Ohio. No, stop. I swear you just picked this story because then you was going to Ohio.
Ohio.
Ohio. Oh, there we go. That says it. It reads like that. Ohio was reported... The residents in Ohio reported that the water coming out of their taps on Monday morning was bright pink, leading the village officials to initially warn locals not to drink the odd-coloured water.
Yep. Yeah, right.
What would you do if fluoro pink started coming out of the tap? Would you drink it?
I'd probably boil it, you know, and just see if that gets rid of the colour. And if it's clean, then I'll drink it then.
Oh, you are a Boy Scout from days ago, are you?
I wish.
Well, you're a Boy Scout? Were you a dib-dib-dob?
No.
Were you a bobber job?
No, because what was a bobber job?
Well, that was like the scouts used to go around knocking your door and go, you know, I'll do a job for a bob, which a bob was slang for a dollar or something. Don't get sexual about
God,
it.
You're just old, Tom.
No, I read. That's the difference. I actually read.
I read sometimes.
You read headlines in the bottom of Facebook. Hang on, look, we're going on. Officials have tested the water and have said that the pink colour coming, like it's come from a malfunction.
Yeah.
At the water treatment plant, what they said is they released accidentally sodium permanganate. Ended up in the water.
That's a tough word to pronounce. Permanganate.
Yeah, there's some sodium in there. Do you know what sodium is? It's like a salt.
Yeah. I don't know sodium. I don't know permanganate.
But the experts in Ohio have stated that the chemical is not dangerous if ingested, but it will dye your washing.
So what's the state that we're in America? What was it?
Ohio.
Is that similar to the one in the Westgate? You know, the pink, the lake went pink? Is it the similar vibe?
We were talking about that yesterday. Have you been down? Did you go down and have a look?
I've never. No.
So, I mean, we drove over it because I live in the West. We have a look at it all the time. And, you know, the officials say it's safe. Like, it's nice. It looks pretty in pink. It's a natural phenomenon. But when you go near the lake, there's this big giant warning signs: do not enter the water. Corrosive, you know, like,
Oh.
So it's naturally, going to kill you.
Righto. But they can still drink it in Ohio.
in Ohio, you can still drink water. It's pink. Have a look. Google that Ohio water, and it's coming out fluoro pink. I think it's really good.
I feel like people aren't going to know what to Google. Can you say it right before we leave them?
Ohio.
There we go.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.